Are you ready for some meatball?
A gorgeous night. I'm sitting outside. Train in the distance, if you can hear that. And for just a moment, I forgot about all the crazy in our world right now. Thanks for catching the show. I'm going to talk some Cubs baseball, Bears football. I've been out of the loop for about a month because I moved. Almost 2 months, actually. So, nothing really groundbreaking or earth-shattering about this episode, just sitting down for a moment, talking about my teams. Stay tuned. It's been a while because I have moved. That's right, the family and I have picked up and moved out to the great state of Kansas. We had a great 8 years in Fort Worth, Texas. Made some great friends that we'll have for life. But doors closed there and new ones opened up here. And we are living in Newton, Kansas, about a half hour outside Wichita. And been here about a month. Really liking it so far. Really liking the fan base that's here. Kansas City Chiefs fans are so much more pleasant than Dallas Cowboys fans. I mean, the Chiefs just won the Super Bowl, and Chiefs fans are less chest-poundy and crowing than Cowboys fans are every year. It seems like I've heard some Cowboys fans praise Dak Prescott more than I've heard Chiefs fans loving on Patrick Mahomes. And maybe that's an exaggeration. Maybe I've, blown it up in my mind, but that's just the way it seemed to me. That the Chiefs fans are much more pleasant. And, I mean, they're going to be in the mix for a decade now. I mean, Mahomes looks like he could be one of the best quarterbacks of all time if he stays healthy. And, I mean, they're gonna be there. I mean, they'll be like the Patriots the last 15 years, 20 years. Unless something really radical or extreme happens. Anyway, that's not why you're here. You're here because, actually, I don't know why you're here, but for whatever the reason, I am glad you're here. I'm sitting outside tonight, little patio. I had a little fire pit going. Maybe you can hear the crickets in the background. It's a gorgeous night here. And finally have a moment to just take a breather. It's been quite a year, hasn't it? And moving was almost, for us, a little break. I mean, it was stressful, don't get me wrong, and tons of anxiety throughout the whole thing. But it was nice to not think about the pandemic for a while, American politics for a while, a distraction from will we have sports or not. And, we do have baseball now, and I've been able to catch a lot of games, and the empty stadium, the empty stadiums doesn't, it doesn't bother me as much as I thought it would. It's still kind of weird. It's weirdest when you hear the big crack of the bat, you can see there's going to be a home run. Or, some kind of decent hit in the gap or something. And there's no cheering. That's the weirdest thing for me. And I know a lot of teams are piping in crowd noise, but you see a home run, you hear the crack, and the announcer's calling it, and there's silence while the ball's flying through the air and then goes over the wall, and then they kick up the fan noise. Yeah! And that's kind of weird. But other than that, it's been okay. I wouldn't say I've liked it. I definitely want to go back to seeing fans in the stands, but it's been okay. Better than I thought it could be. And the Cubs are in first place currently. They had some ups and downs, and oh boy, who knows about Chris Bryant when he's going to be back to form. I love the guy. His first couple years, he really looked like he was going to be an all-time great Cub, putting up, winning the MVP the year they won the World Series in 2016, Rookie of the year before that, and floating around a 900 OPS. It seemed like, yeah, this guy, he's going to be, maybe they'll be retiring his number someday, but he just can't stay healthy. And it all seems to have gone back to when he got hit in the head in Colorado a couple years ago. I don't know if I'm just looking for something, but it seems like you can trace everything back to that moment where things just started to kind of fall apart for him. Now, he is a new dad. They got a baby, cute little baby. My daughter shows me pictures on Instagram all the time. And she thinks that he's got a new baby, so he's sleep deprived, and tired coming to the park. Maybe, who knows about that. Other players have had kids. But. So I am worried about Chris Bryant as a Cubs fan because, well, he's been their best player for all these years. And with uncertainty of contracts for him and Rizzo, and just wonder, okay, what's this team going to look like next year, the year after that? Do they have to make a run this year to try and keep everyone together? Otherwise, they blow the team up, start again. I will say this, though. Some of the younger players have been stepping up, especially, got to slap myself. Especially Ian Happ. Ian Happ, I wrote him off last year when he started off in the minors to get his swing back. And I thought Albert Almora, he's got to be the guy to play center field. He's a better defender. You get him more at bats and he'll be good everyday player. And Almora was just sent down to the minors. And Happ has just been lights out. I mean, he's been fantastic. And his center field defense has been good. He's had some pretty good power numbers. I think he's got an OPS floating around 1,000 right now. And just really, really, I didn't see that coming. Some people did. I was not one of them. I freely admit it. But he could be such a weapon going forward, being a switch hitter, if he can keep up this consistency. And I'm not saying, put up 30 home runs a year kind of guy. Well, especially this year. But in the future, if he's a 20, 25 home run guy, 850 floater on there, OPS, that's great for the Cubs. And he's younger. He can be around for a while. And speaking of being around for a while, in my mind, I was just thinking about this. In my mind, guys like Rizzo, Bryant, they're still young. They're still, new to the team. But this is Bryant's sixth year. 15, 16, 17, yeah, it's his sixth year. And Rizzo, he came to the Cubs in 2012. I mean, this is his ninth season. And I think about it from that perspective, and I think, oh man, they're not the young kids anymore. These guys are seasoned veterans, and we're getting closer to the end of a window with them. So it's good to see guys like Happ step up, and another guy, David Bodie. He keeps kind of, every time I think he's a career AAA or 4A guy, he comes up with a big hit. you know, his defense is, but he seems to have a highlight every once in a while at the plate. So good for you, kid. So the Cubs are in first this year. Maybe they can make some kind of postseason push. And I don't even really know or understand how the playoffs are going to look this year. I haven't, since I've moved and been setting up shop in the new digs and everything, I have not been checking in as much as I normally do. But as long as the Cubs are in first place, they'll be a postseason team. So keep that up. And, oh, I got to mention Yu Darvish. Yu Darvish has been lights out, incredible. He's got to be Cy Young favorite at this point. He has just, this is the guy that they thought they were getting 2 years ago. And it's really exciting. Really exciting to see him doing so well. And it seems like he's having fun. When I've gotten to watch him, he seems to be enjoying himself. And someone on sports radio the other day postulated maybe he's more relaxed because there's no fans. and okay, if that's the case, great. Good for him. Have a Cy Young year, you know, whatever way it works for you, you know. And if you get the Cubs to a chance at a championship, even better. Okay, so that's the Cubs. I would be remiss as a Chicago fan if I didn't mention the White Sox, who are looking like the 2015 Cubs a little bit. They are young. They are exciting. They hit the ball out of the ballpark. Jose Abreu has emerged as, a beast. And the younger kids, they're coming along. White Sox have a decent pitching staff. Giolito just threw the no-hitter a few games ago. They got good stuff going on the south side. So it's exciting to see maybe, it looks like both teams will make the playoffs. And dare I suggest there could be a postseason meeting between the two? Boy, that'd be something. And of all years, too, you know? The 1 year that Chicago fans, you know, it happened once in 1906. If it happened again this year, first time since then, but it wouldn't be in Chicago. That would be so horrible from that perspective. In fact, I just heard today, ironically for me, that the World Series is going to be in Arlington, Texas at the Rangers' new ballpark. So, let's say if the Cubs did make it that far, and I'm not, you know, expecting, but hoping, but how ironic that it would be 20 minutes from where I used to live for 8 years. Like, come on, really? But if it's a opportunity for another championship for the Cubs, they could play in Antarctica for all I care. Now, to the beloved, to the Bears. We are less than 2 weeks away from the start of the football season. Knock on wood. And the big story with the Bears is who's going to be the quarterback? Mitch? Nick Foles? And personally, I go back and forth because the Bears are better long-term if Trubisky finally becomes what they thought they were getting when they drafted him. Now, having said that, this team could win this year with an average to above average Nick Foles because of that defense. The Bears defense looks scary good on paper. Maybe not to 2018 form, but even close to that would be phenomenal. And signing Quinn on the defensive line, that's going to open up Mac some more, and having a healthy Hicks will open up Mac some more, and a healthy Mac will open up Hicks some, and a healthy Mac will help Quinn. And it's just that defensive line could be scary. At least we hope so. And David Montgomery hurt himself in practice the other day, but I read that they're optimistic he'll be back by week one. But Fournette is also available. Jaguars released him, so Some are speculating, ooh, that's a perfect guy for the Bears to grab if they're able. So that would be something. That would make the offense a little more exciting and maybe open up a passing game more if you got legit running threat you got to worry about. So is it going to be Mitch or Foles? And I go back and forth because what I said about Mitch, long term, if he does well, that's so much better for the Bears down the road. Foles, if he ends up being the starter, that's okay for this year, maybe next year, but he's not a long-term solution. Then you got to go back to the drawing board at finding a franchise quarterback. So, but maybe you're better now. Maybe you're better this year going Foles and then trying to get a quarterback. So it's an interesting situation because with this defense the Bears have, the window is now. It is this year, maybe next year, possibly a year after that, with with the age of these guys and contracts, all that stuff. So it's really right now. This is a we gotta win now situation. So Foles could be the better option because of that. If Mitch is still, you know, just showing he can't do it, and also if Foles does get the starting job, Mitch is gone after this year. They didn't renew his or pick up his fifth year option, so he would be gone after this year. And as I said, you've got to get back to the drawing board and finding a franchise quarterback, whether that's draft or trade. That would remain to be seen, and that would just be discouraging too, man. Oh, if the Bears can't win with this defense that they've had the last from 18 through now next year, oh, that'll be so disappointing. I guess it would be like the Lovey years again, where, you know, 05 they looked like, okay, this is going to be a special group. Then 06 they were a special group, just a couple injuries kept them from winning the Super Bowl, and then they weren't as dominant 07 through the end of Lovey's tenure in 2012, but they were always always a solid defense, and offensive woes prevented them from making another postseries run after the 06 team. But oh, it would just be so discouraging to see another great defense not have the opportunity to play for a title. But we'll see in less than 2 weeks how all that unfolds. Matt Nagy said he will announce next week who the starting quarterback is going to be. If you have thoughts on who you think it might be, send me a tweet at MeatballComp34. I'll put a poll on Twitter that I hope people check out and weigh in just who they think will be the starter, Nick Foles or Mitch Trubisky. Next time, I'm going to have my old buddy, Mark Jansen, the archaeologist, Dr. Jansen, Dr. Mark, the Markeologist. I like that. He probably won't, so I won't use it with him. He's going to jump on the show, and we're going to preview the 2020 Bears, and we are going to assume that the season will go ahead despite the pandemic. And if we got to address that down the road, we will address that down the road. But we're just going to tackle the season, no pun intended, as if things were, I was going to say normal, but as normal as possible. So I'll have Mark on here. We're going to do that. We'll probably catch up after Nagy names the starter and see how we feel about that. So look for that next week. Thanks for listening to this show. This was a cathartic experience for me, doing the whole show, sitting outside in a nice late summer evening and enjoying a nice breeze, a few crickets, a train every once in a while in distance. but this was good, so thanks for being with me in this relaxing moment, and hope it was for you. Find me on Twitter at MeatballComp34. Follow me, I always follow back. And yeah, let me know your thoughts. You can email me, themeatballcomposer@mail.com. And I hope you're safe. I hope you are looking out for each other. Wear your mask, not to protect yourself as much to show others that you are looking out for them. Until next time, bear down, my friends.
You've been meatballed.